President Obama's landmark carbon reduction agreement with China this week was criticized by Republican leaders, including Mitch McConnell, who said it puts too much onus on the United States and doesn't demand enough from China. With Republicans in control of Congress and climate change now playing a major role in both domestic and foreign policy, Carolyn Beeler has a look at what the Republican Party's stance on climate change is likely to be in the 2016 presidential election.
The GOP line on climate change before the midterm elections was repeated often enough to end up as the butt of a joke on the Colbert Report.
I'm not a scientist, nor am I a physicist.
I'm not qualified to debate the science over climate change.
I'm not a scientist.
I'm not a scientist.
What I have said repeatedly is I'm not a scientist.
Yes, everyone who denies man-made climate change has the same stirring message. We don't know what the f*** we're talking about.
Colbert doesn't hide his derision, but climate activists like David Goldston from the Natural Resources Defense Council Action Fund actually see this election's catchphrase as a step forward.
The I am not a scientist is clearly kind of a defensive crouch that they've been pushed into because denying the science has turned out not to be an acceptable political position.
That's something of a change. In recent years, climate denial has been the go-to stance for Tea Party Republicans, but the issue hasn't been a major player at the ballot box. In the last presidential election, Anthony Leiserwitz says climate change didn't even come up in the debates.
In 2014, however, we saw that the issue finally became an issue in many of the most hotly contested races.
Leiserwitz directs the Yale Project on Climate Change Communication. Amid Obama's landmark carbon deal with China, a 2015 international climate summit, and expected battles in Congress on the president's Clean Power Plan rule, climate issues are likely to garner even more attention in 2016 than they did in the midterms. Whether the GOP develops its own proactive climate change platform by then, though, will come down to who gets the nomination, Leiserwitz says.
Essentially, you can think of this as the debate between the establishment Republican Party and the Tea Party. The establishment has largely accepted that climate change is real and a serious problem and needs some sort of policy action.
Meanwhile, the Tea Party has forced many members of the GOP who long championed climate change legislation, like John McCain and Lindsey Graham, to backtrack on their positions. Some Republicans say now is the time to reverse that trend. One of those is former South Carolina Representative Bob Inglis. Inglis served for a dozen years before being booted out of Washington in 2010 for what he calls the heresy of believing in climate change. He thinks the GOP needs to revamp a retro climate attitude.
Now, that retro effect surely fit the Great Recession because we were mad. We were mad about our houses plummeting in value. We were mad about losing our jobs. We were upset. And so it's natural that we went to what we knew, comfort food, comfort coal, comfort oil.
But now, as the recession lifts, Inglis says,
that's going to look oh so very Great Recession as a style. And so I think that the presidential contenders will want to reposition and move away from that grumpy old party affect.
In 2011, Inglis started the Energy and Enterprise Initiative to push for a conservative climate change solution.
We think that the best way to do that is through what's called a revenue-neutral, border-adjustable carbon tax. Now, that reserves some unpacking, doesn't it?
Revenue-neutral means if there's a carbon tax,
then we've got to cut taxes somewhere else, so there's no growth of government.
And border adjustable means removing the tax from exports and adding it to imports from countries that don't themselves tax carbon. Other prominent Republicans, including former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and former Secretary of State George P. Shultz, back versions of carbon taxes, though one couldn't pass in this Congress. Where the GOP ultimately lands on climate change come 2016 will hinge on who gets the nomination, says the NRDC's David Goldston.
There's going to be a civil war to some extent within the Republican Party about what line to take.
Bob Inglis, for one, is optimistic. Just as Nixon went to China and Clinton passed welfare reform, he argues the country would only trust a Republican president to address climate change. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.